USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Congressional Budget Office predicts Democrats' social spending package will cost $1.7 trillion over a decade and add $367 billion to the deficit. House Republicans, including House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, say the bill must be rejected.
Enough is enough. We need to stop this madness, this runaway spending here in Washington. We need to defeat this bill.
The defense in the Ahmaud Arbery trial is resting their case. It caps a dramatic day when the man charged with pulling the trigger that killed Arbery, Travis McMichael, has testified he shot in self-defense. McMichael, his father, Greg, their neighbor, Roddy Bryan, all have pleaded not guilty in the case. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
A cable news network is being banned from the Wisconsin courthouse where the Kyle Rittenhouse trial is being held.
I have instructed that no one from MSNBC News will be permitted in this building for the duration of this trial.
Judge Bruce Schroeder telling the defense and prosecution he's reviewing a police report that detailed someone allegedly affiliated with the network tailing a bus transporting the jurors. The man was stopped for running a red light and then allegedly told the cops a network producer ordered him to follow the bus. Many in the St. Louis area say they felt an earthquake that rumbled through southeastern Missouri last night. The U.S. Geological Survey says a 4.0 magnitude quake hit the area around 9 p.m. in Wayne County. That's in the area of the New Madrid Fault. Social media indicated people from Memphis to Springfield to St. Louis and Kansas City felt the quake. No damage or injuries were reported. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The Premier League is announcing a new U.S. TV rights deal with NBC Universal. The new deal is worth over $2 billion and keeps NBC Sports as the Soccer League's official American broadcast partner until 2028. NBC has been presenting Premier League matches since 2013. A Gold Star mother is speaking out regarding the administration's withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Gold Star mother Paula Kanas Self, mother of Ryan Kanas, killed in Afghanistan during the disastrous withdrawal in Kabul. Paula was a guest on Fox Nation Patriot Awards Wednesday evening and demands accountability from the Biden administration.
The politics that was part of this was not military strategy in Kabul. And so this is a valuable member of our society who not just gave it all, the 12 others that gave it all of our families. We are deeply hurt that our president and the administration has not come forth to say who is responsible for our children's deaths.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Week 11 of the NFL season kicks off Thursday night with the Atlanta Falcons hosting the New England Patriots. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.